USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A survey of 198 members of the National Association for Business Economics conducted August 1st through the 9th were asked, how confident are you that the Feds will be able to handle inflation? 73% had a negative view. 16-year-old Kylie Rodney was last seen August 6th at a party at a campground in Truckee, California. That's just north of Lake Tahoe. After going missing, partygoers refused to cooperate with police trying to find her. Last night, a body and car were found in the Prosser Creek Reservoir. The divers claim it is that of the missing girl. Adventurers with Purpose has the equipment law enforcement does not have to find the submerged car. Greg Bishop on KCRA, NBC3.
You know, I know they put in thousands of hours of searching, and Adventures with Purpose just has a specialty. They have the knowledge of reading their sonar equipment.
USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
SpaceX's uncrewed Dragon cargo spacecraft splashed down over the weekend north of Cape Canaveral off the Florida coast. It was the company's 25th contracted cargo resupply mission to the ISS for NASA. The level of tolerance in this country at an all-time low has a Republican lawmaker saying Attorney General Merrick Garland should be executed.
New York Republican and Western New York congressional candidate Kyle Palladino reportedly said in a recent interview that Attorney General Merrick Garland should be executed. Then Palladino walked it all back, claiming he was just making a little jokey joke. Just your standard quip about murdering America's top law enforcement officer. Palladino, who has been endorsed by the third highest-ranking House Republican, Representative Elise Stefanik of New York, said during an interview with Breitbart last weekend that he thinks Garland probably should be executed, the Associated Press has reported. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Brittany Griner is getting help in Russia from former basketball player Dennis Rodman.
Former NBA player Dennis Rodman says he's heading to Russia to help negotiate the release of Brittany Griner. The WNBA star has been held in the country since February and was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. Rodman has a history of conducting informal diplomacy for the United States. He told NBC he plans to travel to Russia this week and claims he knows President Vladimir Putin too well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As America's concern of the Fourth Amendment rights of President Trump were violated by the FBI's raid on his home in Florida, 45 is promising a strong response. The Department of Justice has until Thursday to provide a redacted version of the search warrant. Jim Trusty on Fox News is a Trump lawyer.
So the whole United States will get to read this thing. The Fourth Amendment requires particularity. It requires narrowness to the intrusion on the person's home. This cannot be something where we just get a kind of a wink and a nod from DOJ that we're supposed to trust them.
New Hampshire Governor Republican Chris Sununu is furious at the FBI and Department of Justice.
Clearly, Biden and Garland, they had no strategy, no anticipation about saying we're going to take unprecedented action, so we better have an unprecedented plan for disclosure. If they didn't anticipate this type of response from the American people, well, they're morons.
USA Radio News.